reject, and strive. Those are two key terms that feature prominently in the collect we prayed at the beginning of Holy Mass this morning. We ask God for the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that gives it honor. Reject and strive. I think very truly these two words sum up very concisely what we are called to as disciples of Christ. We are called to reject certain things, whatever is contrary to the name of Christ. In fact, in the very beginnings, in Genesis, after the creation of Adam and Eve, we see that one of the first choices Eve, and with her Adam, are called to make is to reject the temptation of the serpent, to eat the fruit of the tree that God had forbidden them to eat. Of course, they failed to reject this temptation. And so the whole world, all of us, come into a fallen world. And we all inherit from Adam and Eve what the church calls concupiscence, which is this interior, this innate tendency to sin. All of us in our hearts fight this battle with sin. And we have a certain attraction to sin because of our fallenness, which means that much of our lives as Christians will entail that fighting against, that rejecting the lure, the attraction of sin. All through the Old Testament, prophet after prophet spoke to the people of God, pointing out the ways they had failed to reject sin. Amos, in our first reading today, for example, is doing this, and it's not popular. Amaziah, this priest of Bethel, where idols had been set up, says, "Off with you. I don't want to hear it." And Amos says, "Look, I'm just doing what God called me to do, to call upon you and the people to reject what offends him, what is contrary to your own good and his will." And then when Jesus comes, God himself incarnate, what's the very first word of his preaching? Repent. Turn away, reject those things in your life that are obstacles to divine life within you. In the gospel today, we hear how he sent his apostles out with that very message. They preached repentance to all the towns to which he sent them. There's a need for us as his disciples to be courageous in the face of temptation, to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ. But this, of course, is not the whole of our Christian life. We're not called just to avoid sin. St. Paul, in this very beautiful second reading today, it'd be well worth spending a little time reading again and praying with this passage from Ephesians sometime this week. St. Paul reminded us that we are called to be holy. He says, be holy and without blemish. Not only without blemish to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, but be holy, strive for greatness in life, true greatness, which is holiness of life. Strive to be the saint that God has made you to be. And a couple times in this passage, St. Paul spoke about how our lives are meant to give glory to God by our living fully his life. St. Irenaeus, one of the fathers of the church, famously said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." When we not only reject what's contrary to the name of Christ, but strive with all our hearts to do honor to his name, then our lives give great glory to God. They bring light and truth and goodness into the world, the fallen world in which we live. Reject and strive, neither of which, in the end, we can do alone, on our own power. That's why in this collect, we prayed that God would give us the grace to reject and strive. Our action is certainly important. God made us free. We choose to direct our lives in a certain way. But in the end, we need God's grace to help us to accomplish in us this transformation, this becoming holy and without blemish before Him. That's why we need, above all, the sacraments, those primary channels of grace into our lives, to strive to live the grace of our baptism, and regularly to go to confession in order to repent of those ways that we have fallen short, and to come regularly to Mass and to receive Holy Communion, so that the Lord can nourish in us that strength of will to choose to reject and to strive in our lives. Let's ask our Lord today to help us to see, to focus in maybe, in one particular area in our lives. Maybe ask, what do I struggle the most with? What sin tends to be common in my life? How is that serpent, if you will, often trying to pull me away from the Lord? Let's maybe choose an area to focus in and to identify, that's what I need to reject when it comes up in my life. And then to ask, what is the opposite virtue to that temptation in my life? Because that's what we need to strive for. If I struggle with pride, I need to strive for humility. If I struggle with impatience, I need to strive for patience. If I struggle with lust, I need to strive for chastity. And then, and most importantly, let's think about how throughout this coming week we can seek God's grace to help us in this call to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all that does it honor. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.